Jones, St. Helena, California, May 23, 1906. My brother Jones, I received your letter, directed from Mountain View, dated May 21st. I would not know how to advise you, unless you are yourself impressed by the Spirit of God. As far as your case is concerned, this must rest between you and the Lord. You can make your connection with the Lord of that straightforward assurance that there will be no stumbling block in the way of this matter, that one soul shall have occasion to doubt your entire willingness to make any and every sacrifice, to leave not a semblance of excuse for any soul to stumble over you in any wise to do evil. You and your wife are one, and you or she are not to give one occasion for anyone to think evil of you. To transfer your responsibility to her will not be the right thing to do, and will be worse than if you held the accountability yourself. I advise you both to give no occasion for any soul to lose their confidence in you. There is a transaction I cannot clearly define, but this I know. It will not relieve your case at all as it now stands. But the light given me is, leave not one jot or tittle in any mind that can leaven any soul. And your wife I address in the name of the Lord. Do not give occasion to any mortal to make any lose confidence in you. We cannot afford that any action on your part, or on that of your wife, shall be an occasion of stumbling. One thing is certain. Clear the path, and let not one thread of the influence of either of you be of that kind that will create distrust in either of you. Unity must be preserved, and your influence of both of you belongs to God, and every jot and tittle is to be refined, purified, and stand on the books of heaven in your favor. Now is the work to be carried solidly with the publishing house. It cannot be that you shall divorce your influence from the signs office until the Lord releases you. But never, never let the matter of dollars stand as a questionable. Your credit must stand without one jot or tittle of shade, that no one shall have occasion to stumble over you. There is something to be done, and do this in the name of the Lord, and let not anything give occasion of reproach. Stand on the high ground of gospel justification. The Lord would have you both to exert an excellent influence. And as to your going, to take any permanent place in another office, it is not to be. But you may have that confidence that you stand without reproach. The Lord will be glorified in your keeping on the high platform of righteousness. Postscript on first page of original copy. I have much more to send to the church, but it is just found and is not copied.